Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Brendan Lally, Director, IT PMO, and Global Product Development at Logistics Plus. Brendan, thanks so much for joining us. Can you tell me a little bit about your background and how long you've been with Logistics Plus, and what's your current responsibilities include?
So my background, I worked at a Fortune 500 company and in the IT organization, and mainly worked alongside project managers. So learned kind of the inner workings of how IT projects are formulated, how they're worked through, how they're accomplished, just the ins and outs of project management in the information technology space. Since I grew into that role, became a project manager, and then got more exposure to kind of the process behind the inner workings and how everything was needed to be standardized in order to predict results or get to predictable results. Learned a lot from excellent mentors along the way. Had really great people that showed me kind of their lessons learned and hearing kind of the pitfalls out there in that career path. It was probably the most beneficial thing in my career. Those mentors along the way really prepared me to get into that people leadership role, and also that IT project management knowledge and knowing how to take an idea, a conceptual idea, to actual tangible end user benefit, and strategizing that along the way.
So I would imagine that IT and technology has always been a passion of yours, hasn't it?
Passion, you know, technology is cool. Everyone likes the newest, greatest thing. I think it was interesting to me when I started my career fresh out of college. I had no clue what a project was. Like, what is a project? As you learn, as you grow in this career, you know, a project is just it's an idea that you have that you need to figure out how you accomplish it. That can be literally anything. Your project can be like building a house, or it could be implementing a software as a solution product and implement it into your user community, onboard them effectively, and really create that easy transition from we do things today and everything works and we like it, don't touch it, and the industry is moving so fast you have to keep up, but you don't want to leave your users behind and the people that interact with your clients. So it is a very careful consideration to understanding how to grow your company and your non-IT folks in order to interact with technology and service your customers better. So that's also a challenge, is keeping the technology team keeping up with technology, but also keeping the other users up to speed with the stuff that's out there that will be coming, so they're not blindsided and we can still, you know, get that above and beyond customer service that Logistics Plus is known for.
What are some of the primary systems that the Logistics Plus application development, or app dev for short, team supports?
We support the tools that our operations team uses to interact with our customers. That's our TMS system. We have a warehouse management system that we support. We have a huge team that is dedicated to the support of that. Integration into those systems. We do a lot of integration to APIs, to other clients, to carriers. We integrate to banks for payment. We have that's a very big part of our business's integration. It's our custom homegrown solutions, and also taking those homegrown solutions to the next level. So sometimes you have to scale, and you can't do that with your on-prem, or you're bound with what's physically available. So moving to more of a flexible, agile environment, like in the cloud, for example, that allows you to move in different directions. So I would say our what we support and our landscape is changing. That's why it's a little difficult to address right now, because so much is constantly changing and in flux.
The growth that you have seen since you got to LP has to make you think that the growth in the future is going to be incredible, isn't it?
I would say working for a larger company, Fortune 500 company, and then coming to Logistics Plus, smaller private-owned company, the differences are immense, right? But understanding the reason why large companies are successful and why they have predictable and repeatable process that keeps them safe and keeps their customers safe, those are the things that we need to apply to a smaller company and really customize and tailor them to work for your needs and your speed and agility without bogging down with red tape and process and overhead. So with the increasing size of LP and the client base, we have more people in our system. We have more data in our system, and data is huge. That's growing immensely. I think this year I heard someone from Google say that in 2020 we will accumulate more data than we ever have in all the years combined prior, in just this year. So that's something that companies have to take into consideration. Where does that go? How do you store it? How do you have your clients access it? So with what I've seen in my short time here, really it's in the last 2 years, it's equivalent to 10 years at a larger company, honestly. It's dense. It's very, very dense with how much stuff we get done and accomplish. And we're very results-driven versus time-driven.
Technology continues to play an increasingly important role with many of your clients, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes. Every client wants something. They want the newest, shiniest, fastest thing out there. But ultimately, if you boil it down and get rid of the bells and whistles, ultimately people want transparency. They want to know where their stuff is, what they're paying for. They want to be able to access it, see it. Their customers, they want to be able to know if they're doing business on behalf of their customers and they're working with LP as a 4PL or 3PL. They want to know that we reflect the same values that they have, and we are going to go above and beyond with our service for them. We have a lot of excitement around our business intelligence tools, showing graphs and data and where your shipments are, just whatever metrics and data you want in a graphical representation at your fingertips. And you can manipulate it and configure it to your liking. So that's something that really drives excitement around the service that LP provides. You not only get that personal touch that our operations team gives you, but it's also backed up by solid technology and business intelligence reporting to further that experience with LP.
What have been some of the challenges that the LP app dev team has faced in keeping up with the high demand of your development services?
A lot of challenge comes from acquiring and retaining top talent. Talent in the development space, talent in the IT space is becoming ever-increasing challenge for companies to not only acquire but retain. And once you invest time, effort, energy, money into getting someone ramped up to be valuable to you, there's a potential for them to leave, to take the next best thing. And that's something that in the past wasn't as big of a problem. Right now, it's you can't not address it.
What sort of demands do your clients now expect from your technology team at LP today?
Immediate response. Honestly, anyone that experiences an issue with tech, that is the highest priority issue for that person. I think the challenge for me is making sure that we're prioritizing effectively. That when we have 10 top priorities that come in, which one is an actual top priority for LP, not just that person. Yes, we agree that's a problem and we're going to fix it. However, we're very limited in what we can work on at one given point. So we have to be able to prioritize that. So that's getting ever increasing, the expectation on immediate response, the expectation on hey, I sent you an email, haven't heard anything back in 5 minutes. Everything good? Have you seen it? Is this being worked on? Do you still care about me? Like, we do. That's always going to be a challenge. And really, so what I've done is enhanced our application support process by creating a way to gather those requests that come into IT and put it into one centralized queue. So our team knows at any given point what requests are on IT, who's working on them, and what's still left unassigned that needs attention. And then we can also prioritize in that queue. So before, I said 2 years ago, it was very much email this person who you've worked with before, hope they're still there, and hope they can address your issue. With people changing roles, coming in and out of the company, there needs to be things in place to mitigate that risk. So having a centralized location for all of your support needs, that's essential to, I think, to companies today that support users.
Are there any trends you're seeing right now with regards to technology?
The buzzwords, right? The buzzwords of artificial intelligence and machine learning. So it's not enough now to just have data. You want your data to speak to you, but you don't want to put the work in. So you want some kind of thing, we're going to call it artificial intelligence, to tell you what's important to you. People are expecting that flavor is happening at companies. Something like that is happening. Not sure what it is. They know it exists, and it's very ambiguous. But the tech companies are having to approach that delicately, because it's conceptually makes sense, but there's a lot of details, devil in the details kind of stuff. And also companies, the tech's just not ready. There's so many components that feed into making that work that the idea of it's great, but when you have all these legacy processes and technology, getting that to talk to the newest, latest, greatest, that's a huge level of work. The size of our company lends us to be more agile than larger companies to be able to take that on and take the newest trends. However, we're a 24/7 global shop, so we don't have the opportunity to have downtime. Our holidays aren't always holidays for other clients and customers and users. So we have to have very coordinated efforts and no disruption to our enhancements and improvements in the system. So there's a lot of coordination that goes into that, and Logistics Plus isn't a technology company. So getting that footing and getting that hold it's a building process.
This goes without saying, Brennan, but technology really sets LP apart, doesn't it?
It is, and I think this is where we have to be very careful, because LP is known for its customer service, for its support, for doing the job that others have either turned down or was too difficult or they didn't want to put the effort in. That LP will take on all of that. That is, for 22 years, that's been the mantra, and that's what people buy into. Like you said, now technology is coming into the fold and people are wanting that. So it's not enough to just have someone on a phone line that's going to give you everything you need. People don't want to talk to people all the time. Or more to the point, people want to interact the way they want to in that moment. Maybe today I want to call you and tomorrow I want to text you. Maybe the next day I want to email you. So it's really giving customers that ability, those different interaction points. So I see technology as enabling the operations team and the people that interact with our client base to be more effective at what they do, to have information at their fingertips faster, to have them be able to service more customers in a day, just speeding up the system to allow faster processing times mean that we can do more business in a day per person. So if you improve a 10-second process to 5 seconds, and that's something that someone does 40 times a day, and I have 50 people doing that, that's a huge improvement. So there's little things like that technology is going to continue to increase the efficiency of our business. I don't see it taking over. I see it having to work in tandem.
What do you think the future holds for technology when it comes to servicing your clients at even higher levels?
Yeah, so that's really just making sure that our infrastructure is set up in a way to be scalable, to adapt to increasing needs. You have to have an infrastructure and technology set up that enables unforeseen scalability. So you know your daily operation is X transactions. You have to be able to accommodate more than double that, just in the case that something, for whatever reason, increases out of nowhere. So you always have to be kind of padding yourself and making sure you have that buffer.
Brendan, you've been with LP for a little under 2 years, but the company has seen significant growth over that period. What changes have you seen in your short time with the company?
When I started here, we didn't have really a lot of process set up. Process is seen as kind of a bad thing, seen as heavy, red tape prevents you from getting things done. I think what my challenge was here and my greatest accomplishment so far has been able to incorporate that process in a lighter way, to continue to get the value out of certain process and standardizations, but make it lean enough to work in this fast-paced environment. So that's really, and I know that's high level, because there's a lot of things that I did to increase the transparency. So we have an application support process where multiple departments have a way for their customers and clients and users to interact with them and send an email, and then enters into a queue. And now there's visibility to the entire team versus one person who may or may not be there at work today has a urgent need in their inbox from a client, and no one has visibility into that. Those are the things that can really hurt reputation, and you don't know when. You don't know which customer is sitting in someone's inbox that's not being attended to. So, there's a lot of proactive benefit from having that in a centralized location, having the work transparent, having users know that your request has been received by IT and someone's working on it. Someone, there's email that sends out saying someone will be addressing this shortly. So letting them know, oh, someone's taking care of this, or I'm being heard, or my issue will be attended to. Or just knowing that, just having the peace of mind knowing that this is the right email to send it to, or this is the right help or support that I need. Not, oh, what was that guy's name, or what was that lady's name that I worked with back 2 years ago for this issue? It's surprising how often that happened when I started here. There was certain people for certain things. Now, if those people left, we're kind of, well, what do we do? So that's the question that I don't want to come up. And I think that's been one of the things that we've done a good job mitigating.
How would you characterize the culture of LP from a technology professional perspective?
Culture of LP from a tech professional perspective. The culture of LP is very people-based. It's all about servicing the clients, the end users, and having a good time doing it. You know, we want to have a very light and fun atmosphere, but still a get crap done mentality. So it's light, it's jovial, it's a good time, but it's real. There's high pressure, there's high stakes, and I think that's the kind of edge that you need. That's that kind of levity that you need in a scenario that is stressful. It's fast paced. It's the environment we live in with logistics. As we know, I mean, when you go to buy something now, chances are one of your first options is looking at your phone and going online. It's going to take logistics to get that thing to you. That's happening more and more and more. So our services are going to be more in demand. It's just, do we have the right tech and the right things in place that customers are expecting to see? That when they call up, oh, you don't have vessel tracking. Well, that's a deal breaker. Well, we do have vessel tracking, so FYI. But those are the kind of things that you don't know what is important to someone. What's important to this customer may not be even a consideration for this customer. But having those options available, having an IT team provide those options for the rest of the business to keep providing to our customers is that's where we need to live. Tech professionally, it can be a little challenging to be in the technical professional space in a logistics company because of the history, right? The history is you get stuff done. Whatever needs to get done, you get it done. You can go outside of process. You can, if the truck stalls, you can go and send another truck, just give them a call. That's all great. But trying to put that into an IT system, that stuff, that just get it done stuff, that's the complexity that I think a lot of logistics companies face is the edge cases. You know, everything works perfectly when it's within your boundaries. A lot of things in logistics go outside the boundaries. That's where LP comes in and shines with our operations team, who are able to, our operations specialists are able to kind of do the impossible. So with that expectation on the people, that same expectation is on the technology to enable them to do that. So if they're restricted by what they can do technically, that's going to limit them on that personal touch that they give. So just being able to provide those options, and if a customer asks, do you have this, being transparent enough for them to know what IT is doing for them to answer that question. So that's also I guess, an improvement since I've been here, is transparency into not only the work that's being asked of IT, but the work that IT is doing that wasn't asked. So the things that we're doing to enhance the experience that we're learning in the industry, what we're gleaning from other technology companies and other business out there, stay competitive.
It has to be exciting to you to see how far you guys have come and what the future is going to hold for you guys.
Keeps it interesting all the time. My previous careers, to be honest, I was bored. Things were very predictable, monotonous, political. It just wasn't for me. It wasn't nothing against it, nothing bad. It just wasn't for me. I like to be challenged. I like to always have that next benchmark in sight, that next goal in sight. And in the logistics industry, in the tech realm, there's no shortage of opportunity. There's no shortage of changes out there. It's exciting to be able to understand what is your sequence, what is that combination that you need to put in place that's going to get you to where you want to be. The answer is not always let's throw the newest, greatest thing in there, because you don't know what there that can damage a lot of things that really brought your current customer base to LP. So you have to balance. It's a balancing act, but it keeps it interesting.
Brendan, thanks again for joining us. It really does mean a lot to us. We'll close with this. Are there any final thoughts on LP or the role technology plays in the logistics industry?
I would say just LP is just a great place to work. And with Erie, with the initiatives in Erie City, with the grant that was given and the expansion of and the enhancement of the city, it's just only going to improve. LP is not seen as a tech place. It's not seen as a place where if you're a software engineer and you graduate and you're looking for a place to go, logistics is your home. I want to make that message clearer for potential developers in the future. I want LP to be seen as a place where you can go for your tech career, and the opportunity is huge. That's one thing that I think our competitive advantage is in the talent acquisition space. You can go to a big company and be small fish, big pond, be a number. That's fine. You get great value from that and learn from a lot of great people. That's how I started. So I will not discredit that. But having the opportunity to be in a smaller company, big fish, little pond, be visible, good and bad. So you're visible. There's nowhere to hide. You're accountable. But the satisfaction and reward, just personally, when you do good things and you see the value that you bring to people immediately, you don't get that in bigger companies. I've been a part of projects that went 1 year, 2 years, throughout that entire year or two, you're not really understanding the value. You're not feeling that positive contribution to your end user every day or weekly or monthly. At LP, you can do that daily. You can do that weekly, depending on what projects you're on, what support cases you take. You're constantly feeling that value. You're constantly feeling like you're a part of something bigger and you're contributing to it. And we're small enough to still have the ability for leaders to come here and really establish their careers. I'm always looking for self-starters, go-getters, the entrepreneurial spirit. A lot of the success of our development team and our IT team is we have self-starters. We have people that can drive to a result on their own with little guidance. So that's really, but it takes time to get there. And that's one, but once you do, you're constantly feeling like you're making a positive contribution.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m. Join us again next week as Dr. Ford is in the Business Spotlight.